This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is here in the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. The Warriors with you. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Before I get to a very important commentary, one of the most important commentaries I'll ever write in my lifetime, and the only one I've ever written that made me cry. I'm not exactly a weak-willed little wussy cat, and I never cry. I try not to ever cry, but let me tell you something. Sometimes a man's got to cry, and I wrote a commentary that made tears come out of my eyes, but I'll tell you about it in a minute. I do want to mention first, the New York Times says it is Amy Coney Barrett. Trump will announce tomorrow his Supreme Court nominee. Is it right? Is it a head fake? Is it going to be Barbara, what is it, Logano? I think it's Lagoa, Barbara Lagoa in Florida. New York Times says Amy Coney Barrett. We'll see. But Trump makes his announcement tomorrow. Number two, Trump enjoying his highest winning streak of approval ratings in years. He's experienced 10 straight days of approval ratings at or above 50%. According to Rasmussen, as of today, he's at 52% of likely voters. And as reporter Paul Bednar noted Friday, Trump earned a 51% approval on September 14th, has not fallen below 50 in 10 days, was followed by 51, 52, 51, 53, 51, 50, 50, 52, 52. 10 days of Trump hitting 50% or higher, longest job approval streak Trump has experienced since his inauguration in 2017. And a couple more points I got to make. Governor Ron DeSantis, my favorite governor in the entire United States of America, the governor of Florida, lifts coronavirus restrictions across Florida and promised the state is not closing anything going forward. God bless Ron DeSantis. I can't even tell you how many liberal friends of mine, and get this, conservative friends said, oh my God, he's destroying Florida. Oh my God, everyone's going to die because of Ron DeSantis. He won't close it down. He won't lock it down. He is the best governor in America, along with the lady in South Dakota. And between Florida and South Dakota and Sweden, the country of Sweden, they are the role models for how you handle COVID. You don't lock down anything. You never shut a business. And people are better off there than in states where everything was shut down, like New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, California, and, of course, entire countries. The more shut down they are, the worse things are, and the economy sucks. But you don't prevent any COVID. Also, a prayer for Ron Paul. He appeared to suffer a stroke while live streaming today and was rushed to the hospital. But they've got a video of him in his hospital bed with thumbs up. Thank you. Good. God bless Ron Paul. Now to my commentary I wanted to read you. If conservatives had a George Floyd, this is the commentary that made me cry while writing it. You know why pro-Trump conservatives like me are so angry at Black Lives Matter? Not just because they're a violent anti-American hate group. Not just because their original charter created by lesbian Marxists was hateful towards fathers, all males who head households. Not just because everywhere BLM protests, what follows is riots, looting, burning, and dead cops. Not just because they scream and chant anti-American, anti-white, anti-police rhetoric. Not just because they celebrate dead police officers. All of those are reasons enough to be angry at BLM. But worse than all that, pro-Trump conservatives are angry because of the way BLM protesters and rioters choose to react to stories they don't like. Just because you don't like a police shooting or a court's ruling, what gives you the right to riot, loot businesses, burn buildings, destroy property, attack police precincts, take over downtown business districts, or assault and murder innocent Americans? Who gave you special rights to destroy billions of dollars in property every time you hear a story that upsets you? The truth is, we all hear and see injustice every day. But on the right, We choose to act like gentlemen and gentlewomen in a civilized society. We don't choose to act like thugs or five-year-old children throwing a temper tantrum each time we see injustice or bias or liberal hate towards the things we believe in. Conservatives have a George Floyd, too. Except our George Floyd was a real hero, not a lifelong criminal and drug addict. Our George Floyd wasn't in and out of prison his whole life. Our George Floyd wasn't pumped up with a fatal dose of fentanyl. Our George Floyd didn't commit a crime or resist arrest or fight police before he died. Jake Gardner is our George Floyd. A former Marine, a decorated Iraq war vet, Jake Gardner owned a bar in Omaha, Nebraska. He was inside his bar when BLM thugs attacked. They broke his windows and then invaded his bar. He feared for his life. Gardner reported feeling like he was back in Iraq in the middle of a war zone. He had served two tours of Iraq as a kick-ass Marine, and it brought him back to Iraq. Gardner pulled the fire alarm, called the police, and then went outside with his father to escape the violent mob invasion of his business. They were there to destroy it. They were there to loot it. His father was attacked, knocked to the ground. Gardner tried to help his father. He struggled on the ground with attackers. He fired two warning shots, and then, when they didn't back off, he fired his gun, killing a violent thug. This was the clearest case of self-defense by a business owner in history. The DA in Omaha, Nebraska, cleared Gardner and declared a case of self-defense. The video of the incident confirmed it was self-defense. But the BLM mob wasn't happy. After weeks of protest in front of the courthouse, a special prosecutor was named, Frederick Franklin, a crusading liberal prosecutor with a clear bias against Trump supporters, charged Gardner with manslaughter, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. Defending his life is a felony. First-degree assault. He was being assaulted, but he insulted. And terroristic threats. Can you imagine? Liberals think defending your life and property and your father from violent thugs makes a Marine war hero into a terrorist. Gardner received hundreds of frightening death threats. A judge issued a warrant for his arrest. Finally, desperate, overwhelmed, no doubt suffering from PTSD, scared of never getting a fair trial and being murdered in prison, this hero vet and business owner committed suicide a few days ago. Jake Gardner's dead. But it's not suicide. This was murder. A Marine war hero was murdered by liberals, Black Lives Matter, and vile, vicious, prejudiced prosecutor named Frederick Franklin. This terrible and tragic story is our George Floyd on steroids. This is Exhibit A for everything wrong with America, liberalism, Soros-funded prosecutors and judges, and the Marxist group Black Lives Matter. This is the worst story I've ever heard in my life. How could America treat a hero Marine and business owner like this? We should all be ashamed. Our blood should be boiling. This could have been any one of us. It could have been any of our sons. We should all be protesting, rioting, looting, burning, and bringing this economy to a halt. Except conservatives don't do that. So once again, we get punished for being well-behaved, for respecting the property of others, for obeying the law. Instead of being rewarded, we're punished. This poor hero, Jake Gardner, dies in vain. And BLM and a demented liberal prosecutor will never be punished for ending the life of an American hero. Are conservatives ever going to get mad? What will it take? Rest in peace, Jake Gardner. God bless you. I'm ashamed this could ever happen in the United States of America. That's my commentary that will be syndicated all over the United States this Sunday by Creators Syndicate. Hopefully in a newspaper near you, if conservatives had a George Floyd. Well, guess what? We've got a George Floyd. And at this moment, it's probably a perfect moment to mention my parade, my Back the Blue pro-Trump parade and protest next Wednesday from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock on the Vegas Strip. We're meeting, we're staging as early as 12 noon. I suggest you get there early because there will be thousands of cars. It's Wednesday, September 30th, next Wednesday from 3 to 6. Staging starts at noon at the Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, just west of Las Vegas Boulevard. Staging for the parade at the Ahern Hotel Garage. Get there early. We'll have thousands of cars. Parade starts at 3 p.m. Bring your American flags. Bring your Marine flags. Bring your pro-police thin blue line flags. Bring your Trump flags. We stand behind our president, our police. We're loud and proud, and we're not hiding anymore. Think about Jake Gardner before you make your decision whether you're coming or not, and come. Have some balls. Stand up for what we believe in. Don't hide your home. Don't hide your love of Trump. Don't hide your love of police. Make some noise. And the Grand Marshal of the parade will be Bernie Kerik, all the way from New York, 3,000 miles. He just called me today. 3,000 miles, and we will go up and down the Vegas Strip and end at Governor Sisolak's office at the Grant Sawyer Building, 555 East Washington Avenue in downtown Vegas. It's a rolling parade. No masks needed because we're all socially distanced in cars. No one could stop us. Show America that Vegas is pro-Trump country and pro-police country. For any information or media inquiries, contact Wayne Allen Root. Contact Wayne Allen Root at WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you have any questions at all. Now, someone emailed me today, a big fan, said, I love you. I love your idea. I want to go to the parade. But I'm 80 years old, and I'm not going to be able to hold my pee for 6 hours. I swear to God, that's what he said. And I get it. He's right. I understand it. So I just want you all to understand, first of all, who says you have to come at noon? Some people will come at noon. There'll be thousands of cars. Maybe you're better off coming at 3:30. All the cars will be out of the garage, and you'll just move right onto the Strip. And then you drive up the Strip. We'll go to Sunset, where Town Center is, and you'll make a U-turn and come back all the way down the Strip and drive right in front of the governor's office at the Grant Sawyer Building, where I will high-five every participant. And then you don't have to drive the Strip again. You're already in your car. Drive home. The whole thing will take you 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. But it's not going to be 6 hours. They got the erroneous impression you have to sit there from noon till 6 o'clock. No. If you're older, just come late. If you're older, leave after one pass down the Strip. As a matter of fact, you just drive down the Strip south and just keep going and go home. You don't even have to come back on the Strip. Just want to make sure all my older fans understand you don't have to be there for 6 hours. You're in your car. It's not a walk. You're free to do whatever you want. You can leave as early as you want. You can get there as late as you want. This is the Back of the Blue Pro-Trump Parade by Wayne Allen Root. Next Wednesday, 3 to 6. Be there or be square.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root.
Are you in need of a health care program?
You're in luck.
As a member of Liberty Healthshare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty Healthshare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty Healthshare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Healthshare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer, Rick Mickey Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You gotta have a good sense of humor. Someone sent me a meme, and there's a guy holding hands with a woman, and they're walking in the sunset, and the man says, "I would do anything for you." And she says, "Vote Democrat." And then there's a scene of him kicking her off a cliff. We don't encourage violence here. We're just joking about a meme. That's all it is. But it's a very funny meme, I must tell you. I would do anything for you. Vote Democrat. Bye. Have a nice life. Boomer Naturals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And everybody knows that I'm not a fan of masks or face coverings. But anyone who listens to this show knows that I went out and found the best face covering company in America to offer to all of my listeners and all my fans, because you're going to need face masks whether you like it or not. All the stores that demand them and all the places, cities, and states that demand them, you got to wear them. There's no choice. You want to go to jail? I don't think you want to go to jail. I don't think that's a good idea. One of my fans sent me an email yesterday and said, "I've got jury duty and I refuse to wear a mask, so the next time you hear from me, I'll be in prison, Mr. Root." And I said, you know, that is just plain stupid. Why would you want to go to prison? Just tell them that you have a medical issue, you have asthma, you can't wear a mask, you have claustrophobia, whatever it is, and I can't sit here judge for 9 hours with a mask. It can't happen. And if you do it to me, I'd rather be in prison. And they'll send you home. But don't just, you know, say, "Oh, I refuse to wear a mask. I'm perfectly healthy and I refuse to wear a mask." Well, if you are perfectly healthy and they ask you to come and wear a mask, you have to wear a mask. You know what you do? You wear a boomer mask. Because Boomer Naturals has a comfortable mask. If you're really sick and you have asthma and you have a problem, tell them. I don't think anybody should be silly enough to say, "I'm going to make a statement, I want to go to prison," to prove no one should wear a mask. That's ridiculous. I hate masks. I still wear them when I go in my bank. I wear them when I go in Costco. I wear them when I go in my supermarket. You got to wear a mask sometimes. I wear them when I walk into any restaurant. So the moment I walk in, and then the moment I walk in, I take it off. And I spend 2.5 hours at a business meeting, and when I leave, I put it on for 30 seconds till I get to the door, and then I take it off again. Is that asking too much? You know, as for a person who disagrees with masks, I wear them seconds. But you don't have to rub it in people's face and go to prison, for God's sakes. Just order a comfortable mask like Boomer Naturals. They've got them in stock. They ship to you fast. They're friends of Wayne Allyn Root, friends of this conservative talk show. And they're very affordable at 30 cents a day. They got them in sizes for adults and children. And they donate one to charity for every one you order. So order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout, and you save 20%. On every single order, you save 20%. Thank you, Wayne. BoomerNaturals.com. I went out and got you that deal. 20% off WARRADIO20. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. So I think, you know, I'll give you some more interesting news stories of the day that we haven't been able to get to up till now. I told you that, read you the study that Black Lives Matter, BLM, is taking a lot of heat now. All the polls show that people don't like them anymore. They used to love them, and it was overwhelming. White people loved them. Black people loved them. Everybody loves them. Now nobody loves them. That's what happens when you riot and you loot and you burn businesses to the ground and you chant for police officers to die. Pretty soon people get the message. You're a bunch of disgusting low-life losers. It's about time they got the message. And now they're editing their website because they're so scared of what we're finding out. BLM stealth edits their website amid a Marxist blowback and a plunge in American support. New Associated Press poll finds there's been a massive 15% swing. Most Americans are now hostile to Black Lives Matter. At one point, they were very positive. Now 44% of Americans disapprove of BLM, 39% approve. Just 35% of white Americans approve of the protest, down from 53% in June. Just 31% of Latinos approve. How about that? More white people approve because they're a bunch of white liberal losers with white guilt than Latinos. Support for BLM among African Americans has dropped from 81% to 63%. So support among Republicans has dropped from 29% in June to 9%. See, there you go. 70% of Democrats still approve of BLM. So in any case, BLM is losing, losing, losing. And they're trying to clean its image up because the original language exposed that they're a bunch of Marxists and they can't stand, this is their quote, the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. They didn't like it that there were fathers. They wanted there to be villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. This is all a Marxist concept. They don't want children to be raised by men. The agenda of BLM is Karl Marx's anti-God, pro-communism political theory. And they scrubbed It's What We Believe page because smart people don't want to be around Karl Marx, anti-God, or pro-communism philosophy. Goodbye, Black Lives Matter. And you know what you're taking with you? The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has told congressional Republicans and others he intends to nominate Amy Coney Barrett, a solidly conservative judge with strong Republican support, as his choice for the Supreme Court. A busy day for the president with one rally left in Newport News, Virginia, while in Georgia, President Trump says corporations should help black families rebuild from the left-wing riots instead of donating to Black Lives Matter.
The big progressive corporations donating to BLM should instead be spending their money helping black families rebuild from the left-wing, from these horrible left-wing riots.
Wall Street ending the week giving everyone a thumbs up with the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finishing positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can speak. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, only show of its kind. No scripts, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not an ass kisser, like so many rhino Republicans. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We prepare for war. And we have a real warrior on the line, Brandon Tatum, former police officer in the city of Tucson, Arizona, founder of TatumReport.com, T-A-T-U-M, TatumReport.com. You can follow him on YouTube at Officer Tatum. We used to have him on a lot. Haven't had him on much lately. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting down eating dinner, and I'm watching Fox News two nights ago, and I see him pop up on the Laura Ingraham show, and I'm like, Brandon, where has Brandon been? Why has he not been on my show? And I contacted Andrew Paul, and I said, Andrew, get me Brandon Tatum. And here he is. So good job, Andrew. Brandon, welcome back to the show.
It was good to hear from you, Wayne.
Yes, sir. You got to get on Laura Ingraham more often, because then I'll see you more often. I'll remember to have you on the show. You are attending a big Trump rally tonight in Atlanta. Tell me what's going on with that rally.
Well, I wasn't able to make it. I had to bail out of it. I couldn't actually get a direct flight in enough time. But this was supposed to be a tremendous showing for Trump, releasing some beneficial things for the black community. It's called like a platinum loan program, specifically geared to help African Americans in their loans and really help them be progressive in America. Something that these other politicians just talk about, but President Trump actually is doing something about it. So a bunch of other black conservative types were there to kind of receive that and have a speech. A lot of the candidates were there to give their spiel on how they're going to better progress in America through their election.
Well, very cool. And I saw that he released this this black plan for the black community today, or he was releasing it today. And I guess they had given an advance copy to Fox News. It hadn't been announced yet, but they knew what he was going to say. And it was fabulous. And I said on the show, what's so smart, Trump is so brilliant, because, look, he's going to win in a landslide among white voters. So the question is, can he checkmate the Democrat Party by getting a large percentage, or certainly a larger percentage of black voters this time? He got 8% last time. I've been predicting he's going to get at least 16, but maybe 20. If he got 20, 25, it would be a massive, massive landslide. And I think this is just a brilliant move on his part, because it shows that he's such a different Republican. He actually cares about the black community and black voters. He doesn't just talk about it. He cares. He wants to help. He wants to send money their way to fix the cities and to fix the broken families. I think it is brilliant. And politically, I think it's checkmate against the Democrat Party.
100%. I agree. I mean, President Trump really cares about the people. He's not a politician. You know, he's not in it because he's looking for his next position in somebody's office. You know, he is really a people person. People may not like him, but he's a straight shooter. And I think that what he has done for the black community, even on paper, not just what I feel or how it makes me feel, but on paper, he's done so much more than Barack Obama could ever dream of doing.
And Joe Biden.
He continues to improve. And Joe Biden, I mean, Barack Obama and Joe Biden had an administration where they didn't do nothing for black people. And they're still not going to do nothing for black people. You know, Joe Biden is coming out saying, if you don't know, if you want to vote for President Trump or him,
you're not black.
If you're an open-minded person, you ain't black. I mean, yeah. These guys are crazy.
Ridiculous.
President Trump is doing a tremendous job, but go ahead.
Brandon, don't forget. You know, Biden has been in office for like 50 years, a half century. What has he ever done for black people in 50 years?
Yeah, pander. That's all he's done is pander. That's insubstantial. Because you look at when he was in office, I mean, has the black community improved? No, he can't. That's why he's pitching it now that, oh, I'm going to make it all better. Because when he was in office, he didn't do nothing. So now they got to keep pitching that every year, what they're going to do, what they think they're going to do, what conversations they want to have. President Trump is actually getting it done. But I'll say this, Wayne, because people are forgetting this. I think President Trump is doing a tremendous job at moving the vote. But I believe the Democrats are doing an even better job at moving the black vote towards Donald Trump. I mean, right. All of the stupidity that they're doing, defunding the police, all of these things that they've, you know, conjured up, it's really causing black people to say, you know what, I may or may not like Trump, but I definitely can't vote for these Democrats.
No, no question about it. I'm looking at Breitbart, and they've got the latest poll about Black Lives Matter, you know. And Brandon, here's the deal. You know, I'm a white kid, Jewish kid, who grew up in a black town and went to an all-black middle school and all-black high school. And anyone who calls me racist is out of their minds. They're insane. Every friend I ever had was black. I felt like I was one of the black family. And yet, I can't stand Black Lives Matter because it's got nothing to do with black. If Black Lives Matter cared about black people, wouldn't they be protesting about thousands of black people killed by other black people, violent black criminals, in all the towns in America like Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago? Wouldn't they be protesting millions of black babies killed by abortion? Wouldn't they be protesting black cops killed? They don't care about any of those things, neither do any of the athletes. LeBron James couldn't give a damn about a black person killed by another black person. Just the one black person that's in a fight with a cop and gets shot, that's the only issue a black athlete cares about. What is the deal with that?
Black Lives Matter is literally stepping over dead black bodies to yell at white people. That's pretty much what they're doing. They're not rendering aid to their own community. If you really cared about black lives, you would be emphasizing the fact of having a father in the home and more male leadership in the community.
Right.
You would be emphasizing the education in the community. You would be shunning people who kill each other and rob each other and hate each other within the black community. You don't need to even go anywhere else. Just go to the hood and start focusing right there. Start showing that you care. Start showing love. Start spending hundreds of millions of dollars to improve the community. But they're not doing that, Wayne. They're literally stepping over these black babies that have been aborted, these black children that have been shot in the head in drive-bys, these black adults. And I saw a video today on Twitter. The guys at a vending machine just get shot in the head by another black man. They're stepping over them to yell in the face of white people and tell them how racist they are and what a terrible country they created.
It's really very frustrating, and I wrote a commentary today that's going to be nationally syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate on Sunday, and the title was "If Conservatives Had a George Floyd," and ... you know, and then it leaves. That's kind of a, you know, a controversial title. Let people think, what is this about? And what it's about is that I'm sure you know this story: a former Marine and decorated Iraq war vet, a white guy named Jake Gardner, owned a bar in Omaha, Nebraska. He got attacked by a mob of Black Lives Matter guys, and they kicked his father and knocked him to the ground, and he shot a couple of warning shots. The owner of the bar is the son, and then the guys kept charging at him, and so finally he shot one. It was a black guy that he shot. That's called self-defense. The guy died. It's called self-defense. The DA called it self-defense, clear-cut case. The video clearly showed self-defense, and then they bring in a special prosecutor because there's so many BLM protests. He comes up with bogus charges of terrorism and manslaughter. And this vet, I think he's 35 years old, commits suicide. And he's dead. He's a white vet, and he's dead because he shot a black guy. Well, who cares? He didn't shoot him because he's black. He shot him because he's being attacked by him. And he was attacking his bar and attacking his dad. How is that not self-defense? How could that be manslaughter and terrorism? How ridiculous is that?
It's out of control. It's out of control. I don't even know. I can't even recognize our country at this point. Because we are overcorrecting so bad that we're going to get ready to destroy every amount of progress that we've made. I mean, people are now wanting to go back to segregation. You know, the Black Lives Matter has literally turned into black supremacy. That's what it has been. It's not about justice. It's about revenge. And it's about ignorant revenge. Because people want revenge on individuals that had nothing to do with the cause that they're supposedly fighting against.
Right.
Me nor you are involved in racism in America.
Or slavery.
The least racist country.
Brandon,
oh,
I've never been involved in slavery. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
The way that our country is set up, it's hard to even believe slavery existed. You know, when you look at how much we get along and how we build together, both black and white and all the other races that are involved, it's a myth. You know, there's a few racist people in a cornfield somewhere, but who cares? They can't effectively do anything in your life. But for them to say that the police officers are, let me tell you this, Frank, they have to use words like systemic and systematic or whatever the case may be to point out racism because they cannot find any direct racism. They can't. They cannot show a police officer that killed a man because he's black. They can't. So they have to say subconsciously he may have did this because the guy's black. No. Breonna Taylor got shot because her boyfriend decided to shoot a police officer in the doorway when they were doing a justified raid. I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with her being black. George Floyd, that had nothing to do with him being black. You can go down the list.
How about Blake? Who was the other guy? Blake. Jacob Blake.
Yeah,
he
Jacob
was attacking
Blake.
The police with a knife, for God's sakes.
Had nothing to do with him being black. White people get shot all the time doing exactly what these black people are doing. But the difference is that for some reason, white people are not protesting. They're not going up and running up in black people's face screaming at them while they're eating the dinner because a black cop shot a white person. It's just not happening. And it's saddening to me. It's saddening to me that the black community and some of these white liberals who are just flooded with white guilt are just so ignorant and so disingenuous. It blows my mind. Every day I wake up, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say they're the racist. I went to Columbia University. I was the son of a butcher, you know, blue-collar kid, and from a black town and a black high school. I go to Columbia. Everybody's white. They're all rich. They're all spoiled brats, and they're all communists. They brag they're communists. They hate America. They want to bring America down, and yet not one of them has ever lived anywhere except lily white neighborhoods, and they all went to lily white private schools. What it really comes down to, Brandon, is all these liberal white elitists are just full of crap.
Yeah, they're just liars. They have a political agenda in many of these cases.
Hey Brandon, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't realize how late the time is, man. The music's on and we got to run. I did not realize that. It's Tatum Report. That's his website, TatumReport.com. And he's on YouTube at The Officer Tatum. Brandon Tatum, the one and only. Thank you, Brandon. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual National If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag #WhyICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope you were able to hear twice today. In the first hour and the third hour, I read my commentary that's coming out in Sunday's newspapers around the country through Creator Syndicate. If conservative had a George Floyd, and it's all about a decorated Iraq of war vet and former Marine, Jake Gardner, who was, I call it murder. He was murdered, basically, by political correctness, murdered by liberals and Black Lives Matter, and a terrible, disgraceful prosecutor and America, you know? I mean, it's just, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed for my country. I'm ashamed for Nebraska. I'm ashamed for Omaha, Nebraska. I'm ashamed for the court system of this country. It's just a disgrace that you've got prosecutors who hate somebody because they're white, because they're a Trump fan, and because they used their gun to kill a bad guy who was attacking their bar. And you go after them and charge them with murder and terrorism, and so they commit suicide. That's murder. They murdered Jake Gardner. There's no question in my mind. This nasty prosecutor murdered him. Nasty, nasty man. Let's see the prosecutor's name. I want to get it. Frederick Franklin. Frederick Franklin murdered Jake Gardner, as far as I'm concerned. Frederick Franklin is a prosecutor, a crusading liberal prosecutor with a clear bias against Trump supporters. Charged our man here, Jake Gardner, with... Look at the charges. Wow. Charged him with manslaughter, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, first-degree assault, and terroristic threats, meaning terrorism. So let's go over this one by one. Manslaughter. You shoot a bad guy who's on top of you, beating the crap out of you, and beating your father, and destroying your bar, and looting your bar. And you fire two warning shots, and he didn't go away. He charged you. That's manslaughter in the mind of this prosecutor, Frederick Franklin. And then use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. What's a felony about defending yourself? First-degree assault. He was being assaulted. How is that assault? And terroristic threats. A U.S. Marine, a veteran of two tours in Iraq, is the United States terrorist now. All concerned is a terrorist, according to these people. I'm telling you, George Soros has funded all of these DAs and all of these prosecutors, and their goal is twofold. Well, threefold. Number one, destroy the United States. and destroy the legal system, destroy law and order. Number two, make sure every criminal is let out of prison, and then take all the good people who have legal registered guns, take their guns away from them, and if they ever use their guns, charge them with murder and put them in prison where they'll be gang raped and assaulted and murdered. Their lives will be ended. You know, it's called murder. These prosecutors are sick in the head. They're supported by Soros. They're communists and they're murderers. They want to let all the murderers out of prison and put you and me in prison. Business owners have never done anything wrong in our lives. How about a talk show host? What have I done? Have I committed any crimes? No. They'll find one just to try and put you in jail where hopefully they're hoping you'll get murdered. Sick people, man. A lot of sick people in the world. Speaking of sick people, and I want to make everyone well, there's a segue. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're in need of a healthcare program, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. See, it's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. I've used it for almost 5 years. It's been 4.5 years. Four and three quarters years. It'll be 5 years in January, and I'll have saved $90,000. $90,000 in just premiums. It starts as low as $349 a month. Liberty has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size, and when you need them, they're there, because when I needed them with kidney stones, they came through and paid the bill. It's a nonprofit ministry. It's not insurance, but it's better than insurance. I had a $10,000 deductible with Aetna, and I paid $2,000 a month in health insurance bill. That was 5 years ago. I'm sure now it would be $3,000 a month. They're insane. Who's got $3,000 a month to pay the health insurance? But with these guys, I only pay, I think it's $349. I think that's what I pay. $349 a month. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I want to finish up with a positive. I like to finish up with a positive. First of all, my favorite governor in America, Ron DeSantis of Florida, just lifted all the key coronavirus restrictions. Everybody said everybody would die in Florida. All the liberals said this guy was crazy. A few of my conservative friends even said he's not doing enough. Everyone's going to die in Florida. Well, guess what? Guess what? They didn't all die in Florida. A lot less died than New York or New Jersey, run by Democrats. And the Republican governor DeSantis just got rid of all the restrictions of coronavirus, such as restaurants can now take 100% of their customers. Great job, Ron DeSantis. Maybe he'll be president of the United States one day. I'd support him. I think he's the best governor in America, along with Kristi Noem in South Dakota. But, you know, I'm a guy, so I don't think she's the best governor in America alone. I think she's the hottest governor in America. He's the best governor in America. She's the sexiest governor in America. That's what real men think about a beautiful woman who runs South Dakota. And then, last but not least, Donald Trump enjoying the highest approval rating streak in years. 10 days in a row above 50% approval. Today, 52% approval. One of the days, he was at 53% approval, which I believe is right at his all-time record in 4 years of being president. It's the only time he's ever had 10 days in a row 50% or higher. This is what you call, like in sports, you know, where you hit your stride right at the last minute when it matters, when you're about to enter the Super Bowl. Your team gets good in the playoffs, your team gets good in the championship game, and then your team wins the Super Bowl even though they didn't have that great a year. They got hot at the end when it mattered. Donald Trump's got hot at the end when it mattered. Everybody loves him now because of Black Lives Matter and the rioting and the violence in major cities. It's Trump time, man.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.